This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You know, Americans elected the outsider businessman president. Why? To borrow a phrase from the man himself, what do we have to lose? The economy was in the tank. Our kids were living in the basement because they couldn't find a job. Factories were closing down. Jobs in manufacturing were being shipped overseas. And in trade, China was sucking us dry. The Obama folks called it a healthy economy, but there was barely a pulse. 1% annual GDP growth was the new normal for these bozos. And President Obama even warned that Donald Trump's election would result in economic disaster for all Americans.
Because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
Because I want you to tell your friends, you don't let a friend vote Trump. So here's the deal. He can't escape the math. Now, you know, math can be kind of inconvenient if it doesn't add up the way you want it to. And economists left, right, in the middle all say the same thing, that Trump's policies would throw us into a recession, the last thing we need. He would undermine the growth that we've had since the Great Recession.
In the event Donald wins, I have no doubt in my mind the market tanks.
His tax plan, in combination with his refusal to reform entitlements and to honestly address spending, would balloon the deficit and the national debt. So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families.
And then there was Paul Krugman, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, writing for the New York Times. Let me say that again. He's a Nobel Prize-winning economy, and here's what he said. The stock market will plummet and never recover from the election of Donald Trump. So we are very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. You know, some are so blinded by their hatred of Donald Trump that they forget decades of training in their own field. And as America surges forward with more jobs than people to fill them, with African American and Hispanic unemployment the lowest in history, with millions coming off of food stamps because they want to work, the left, well, they rant and protest and create chaos. They throw people out of restaurants and off television shows. They even go to church and say that God sent them to destroy Donald Trump. The left doesn't care about our economic success. All they want to do is make noise. But it's nothing more than background noise, white noise. The truth? Nobody's paying attention to them. Donald Trump's numbers continue to increase. His popularity just keeps going up. And after he met with Putin and was accused of everything from collusion to treason, an offense, by the way, punishable by death, his numbers continue to go up. When are they going to realize that their yelling and screaming is nothing but a distraction? Nobody cares.
the only people that care are the people yelling, you know, all the propaganda lines out there to try to upend and trip up the success that we the people are enjoying under this president. Thank God that his victories are deafening the sound and the insanity, and maybe they're probably grateful for it too, because they're hoping that people will not remember all these false predictions that they made and how they're proven to be so wrong. Supposedly the smart people, right?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's how we roll, but it requires that all men, as Lou Euler would say, man their oars. We all got to be involved. This is all hands on deck to get this country back on track. And thank you for joining in. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Another Bill, Bill Fetter, joins us now. Nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, and creator of the American Minute. William, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, always good to have you here. I want to talk about your article about constitutional right to bear arms. But before we do that, because there's been so much conversation about, you know, Bernie Sanders, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, is America really serious about going socialistic?
Right. People forget socialism is nothing more than dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
So every socialist country, Hitler was the head of the National Socialist Workers' Party. He was a dictator. Stalin was the head of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. He was a dictator. And so you can't go by what a country calls itself. It's actually the way it functions is one person is in charge. So socialism is the road to communism. Lenin even said, the goal of socialism is communism. So that's sort of that ethereal, mystical goal of all socialist countries is to reach communism. Because once, you know, there's a class of society, everything will be perfect. What they're leaving out is the human nature is selfish. And people want power. St. Augustine calls it libido dominandi, the lust to dominate.
Right.
So you put some kids in a playpen. One takes the rattle from the others. You put some kids on a playground. One's the bully hogging the ball. Unfortunately, it's in each of our own DNA. If you, we got to be the king, you would tend to favor your family members and those you don't know. So socialism and communism is just dictatorship.
And some of those dynamics exist today, Bill, even under the democracy in which you know, which we live in. I mean, you know, as you and I have talked many times, it's good to be king. And if you're not king, it's good to be close to the king and friends of the king. And this is the way even, I mean, so there's some natural influence that comes into play because of the nature of man. And so, you know, we want to be close to people who are in power on the Beltway.
And it's interesting, Plato, 380 B.C., he wrote in his book, Republic, how democracies would be taken over by dictators. He said the first city governments would be run by of people who are capable. He called them lovers of honor and truth, and they sort of like work their job and then go to the school board, and they're real responsible people. The second group wants to be involved in politics. They don't have any experience running anything. They just like to be in front of people. And so they're busybodies, or maybe they're a Greek actor from the theater, or maybe they're a Navy courageous admiral that everybody knows their name, but they have no experience actually running anything and balancing the bottom line. And so maybe like a Hollywood actor that gets elected governor of California. You think, what did the Arnold run before he became the governor of this state with this huge economy? Nothing, not even a village. He was just popular. And so Plato says these people that love fame hate being defamed, so you can manipulate them by public opinion. Mm-hmm. They'll bend as the wind blows. And so they end up yielding to a third category where they use their position to benefit themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they fund a little money to their friends, their supporters, their retirements. We see this where congressmen will go in on a shoestring and retire 40 years later, multimillionaires. And you think, okay, how did they do that?
Exactly. Yeah, on a what, $180,000 a year salary, roughly? Or less than that, I think, but close.
It turns into this insider clique where if you know the people that are connected on the inside, you get the favors and the contracts. And if you don't, you got to pay the burden. And so Plato said that what happens is there's a division in society with a small group of insiders that are giving themselves all the favors and then the large group of people that have to bear the burden. So we go from lovers of principle and truth, lovers of fame and honor, to lovers of money. Mm-hmm. That's the third category, lovers of money. And so what happens is Plato says eventually the people will get upset, they'll throw the bums out, and at first it's this temporary period where everything's great. He says that a democracy is the most charming form of government. It's like a bazaar where you can buy any viewpoint. It's like an embroidery patchwork with lots of colors. And the chief characteristic of a democracy is tolerance. Mm-hmm. Everybody learns how to tolerate all the different views. It's great. Then they tolerate people that are a little bit off. Then they tolerate people that are a lot off. So finally, they're tolerating crooks and crimes and fraud. And then it gets into their immorality. And it says the young man is disrespectful to his father. And if he gets corrected, he just shakes his head. And then Plato says the young man gives into libertinism and useless and unnecessary pleasures, even incest and unnatural union, right?
Yes.
Like LGBT, pedophilia.
Right.
And so it turns into abandonment of self-restraint. They see the city money sitting in the treasury. They vote to spread the wealth around, right? There's no restraint, and then they run out of money, and then they vote to take the money from the rich people. Now there's no rich left, and then there's a shortage. They begin to bicker amongst themselves, and then they say, well, don't cut back on what I'm used to getting. Well, don't cut back on my free money and my welfare and my Social Security and my retirement, and it turns into chaos. And then Plato says everybody looks for someone to come along and fix this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And Plato says somebody comes along, he smiles, everybody trust him, they yield their rights, their freedoms. He gives great speeches, very eloquent, and he gradually begins to consolidate power into the hands of a king, and they cast it in his teeth, saying, you're getting too powerful. He has the choice of giving up the power, which he's not inclined to do because Plato called him a lover of power, or give up, get rid of the people confronting him. But Plato says he purges his military and administration of anybody that has morality and virtue. All he wants is yes men. Mm-hmm. And who does he get to replace his former friends? He frees the criminals, the crooks, the illegal aliens, and he arms them, and they become his mob that he sends around the country and stirs up to riot and destroy anybody that disagrees with him politically. He uses the power of the state to audit and drag away his opponents, and finally he stands in the chariot of state holding the reins of power, and he's revealed as the tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like we were on this path, and we got...
Boy, we were close, weren't we?
...last election.
Yes.
And but that's the path that we see happening in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Right? You got Hugo Chavez saying, okay, we're going to take all the money from the rich people. And then people say, wait, Hugo, you're getting too powerful. And he says, okay, I'm going to shut down every TV and radio station that is calling me on this. I'm going to become a dictator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what happens is there's a shortage, and the people end up surrendering more of their freedom to him because he promises to fix it. And Plato says, finally, This person who originally appears as a protector stands in the chariot of state holding the reins of power, and he's revealed as the tyrant.
Yeah.
And so democracy without morality and virtue and self-restraint turns into this abandonment of self-control, and it turns into chaos, and then you have agitators stirring up the chaos, helping it along, and then people quickly surrender all their freedoms to someone that promises to fix it. But the problem is they can only take the money out of the treasury so long till the treasury is empty.
Yeah.
And then they end up, you have the Venezuela crisis.
Yeah, unrestrained. It just goes through its natural course of events, does it not?
Yeah, unfortunately it does, because it's human nature.
Well, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Bill Federer right after this. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Bill
to the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Got this from one of our listeners. It's from a lefty's perspective, and it bears to point what Bill Fetter was sharing with us earlier. It says, like many citizens, I've wondered and tried so hard to understand why Trump has such a remarkable following. It's obvious why. He probably should not, he says. Then a friend sent me this raccoon story. It makes no difference about your political leanings. It's just a good explanation of why. Or it's as good as any I can come up with. If you really want to know how the majority of people feel, and this applies to both Democrats and Republicans, read below. It says it all. You've been on vacation for 2 weeks. You come home and your basement is infested with raccoons. Hundreds of rabid, messy, mean raccoons have overtaken your basement. You want them gone immediately. You call the city. Four different exterminators, but nobody can handle the job. But there is this one guy, and he guarantees you to get rid of them, so you hire him. You don't care if the guy smells. You don't care if the guy swears. You don't care if he's an alcoholic. You don't care how many times he's been married. You don't care if he voted for Obama. You don't care if he has a plumber's crack. You simply want those raccoons gone, right? You want your problem fixed. He's the guy. He's the best, period. Here's why we want Trump. Yes, he's a bit of an ass, as they say. Yes, he's an egomaniac, but we don't care. The country is a mess because politicians suck. The Republicans and Democrats can be two-faced and gutless, and illegals are everywhere. We want it all fixed. We don't care that Trump is crude. We don't care that he insults people. We don't care that he once was friendly with Hillary. We don't care that he has changed positions. We don't care that he's been married three times. We don't care that he fights with Megyn Kelly and Rosie O'Donnell. We don't care that he doesn't know the name of some Muslim terrorist. This country is weak, bankrupt. Our enemies are making fun of us. We are being invaded by illegals. We're becoming a nation of victims with every Tom, Ricardo, and Hasid is a special group with special rights to a point where we don't even recognize the country we were born and raised in. And we just want it fixed. And Trump is the only guy who seems to understand what the people want. We're sick of politicians, sick of the Democratic Party, Republican Party, and sick of illegals. We just want this thing fixed. Trump may not be a saint, but he doesn't have lobbyist money holding him. He doesn't have political correctness restraining him. All you know is that he has been very successful, a good negotiator. He has built a lot of things, and he's also not a politician. He's not a cowardly politician, and he says he'll fix it. And we believe him because he's too much of an egoist to be proven wrong or looked at and called a liar. Also, we don't care if the guys have bad hair. We just want those raccoons gone out of our house now. This is why thousands of people who haven't voted in 25 years are getting involved. Socialism will never work if capitalism is the unequal distribution of wealth. Socialism is the equal distribution of poverty. Bill Fetter, I thought that lined up with what you were sharing with us earlier in terms of, you know, the cycle of nations and leadership.
Right. I use the example of if your toilet's overflowing and you call a plumber, you don't stop them on the front lawn and say, have you viewed pornography recently? It's like, no, get in there and stop this thing.
That's right.
But Trump is doing what we hired him to do. But I do think that we were saved. There's a reprieve. The agenda that the other side was working was, when you study Marxism and Hegelianism, and it's this idea that you create or capitalize on crises to consolidate control. Mm-hmm. And so there's this, wanting to, stir up, who is it? Saul Alinsky says that the community organizer's job is to rub raw the resentments of the people of the community, fan the flames of hostility to the point of overt expression. The community organizer must seek out controversy rather than avoid it, for unless there is controversy, the people are not motivated enough to act. So the Alinsky model, and you have to remember, Hillary Clinton did her senior thesis at Wellesley College on Saul Alinsky.
Right.
And President Obama was a community organizer with the Saul Alinsky Group in Chicago. And so the politics that we've experienced in the last decade is the intentional creating or capitalizing on crises so that there will be a concentration of control in the hands of fewer and fewer people, ultimately, in a dictator.
Yeah.
And then it's not just nationally, but it's globally. And so there's the idea that you want to release a whole lot of Syrian refugees into countries to destabilize them and create crises, and so that all the countries will say, well, we need some globalist power to come in and restore order, and then that's their goal, the George Soros and the David Rockefellers, and they've written on it for years.
Meddling meddling reigns. It's been around forever, and it continues. It's not just exclusive to the Russians. Hey, Bill, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I want at least to address your column about the constitutional right to bear arms and what our founding fathers intended for us.
Right. Even the Roman historian Livy, L-I-V-Y, said all citizens capable of bearing arms are required to provide their own swords and spears and other armor. So the Romans, every citizen was involved. This goes even back to ancient Israel. Mm-hmm. They were the first nation without a king, and every citizen was armed. When the British took over India, what did they do? They disarmed the people in India. And even Mahatma Gandhi wrote in his autobiography, among the many misdeeds the British rule did in India, history will look upon the act depriving a whole nation of arms as the blackest. And so the idea is that dictators want an unarmed populace. You know, the you know, Europe, you'd have the king and the king's forest and the king's hunters and the common people didn't own weapons. And so in America, the founding fathers decided that, no, every citizen needed to be armed. And this is really seen in the ratifying conventions of the states. What do I mean? Well, we have the Second Amendment. The left tries to tell us what it means or what it doesn't mean. But if you read the states, again, the states are the ones who ratified the Constitution. Mm-hmm. For example, New Hampshire. It was the ninth state to ratify the Constitution, and it's the one that actually put the Constitution into effect. So it needed nine states to do that. And so New Hampshire ratifies it, and then they send to the Congress their ratifying stuff, but then there's a list of things, and one of the things that says Congress shall never disarm any citizen.
Yes.
You look at the constitutions of Rhode Island and Vermont, and they say the same thing. Here's the Rhode Island Constitution. It says that the people have a right to keep and bear arms. Makes it really clear. Vermont Constitution, 1786, that the people have a right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state. James Monroe, the fifth president, he lists all the different freedoms in America. Habeas corpus, he says, but of the right to keep and bear arms. And so this idea is that the reason the people have arms is to prevent the government from becoming tyrannical and eventually having a dictator. So it's not to shoot squirrels, it's to keep the government in check. Who do you trust more, the people or the government? Mm-hmm. You read the Texas Declaration of Independence. It says Santa Anna, who overthrew the federal constitution of Mexico and made himself a dictator, demanded that they give up their arms. He says the rightful property of free men and a threat only to tyrannical governments. So this is a key point. It is interesting how every one of the shootings that takes place, immediately we have this call to disarm the people. You have to understand, criminals will always have guns because criminals do not honor laws. And so if you can pass all the laws...
Just hate those criminals for not honoring laws, you know?
And so even Hubert Humphrey, he was the vice president under Lyndon Johnson. But he says the right of citizens to bear arms is just one more guarantee against arbitrary government, one more safeguard against the tyranny, which now appears remote in America, but which historically has proved to always be possible. So this was the Democrat vice president saying this, that the citizens' right to bear arms is a guarantee against arbitrary government.
Exactly. Bill, we got to leave it right there. To be continued. Always welcome here on Bill Martinez Live. Bill Federer on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bill.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says a taped recording of President Trump's conversation with his then-lawyer, Michael Cohen, was doctored before Cohen released it.
He's capable, I think, unfortunately, of doctoring tapes. Hasn't done that. It'd be hard to do it now since we have an expert all over it.
The discussion involving then-candidate Trump in 2016 involves an alleged payment to cover up a former Playboy model's claim of an affair with Donald Trump. Giuliani telling Fox News Sunday he wants to hear the original recordings in full length. And he also says Cohen can't be trusted.
And the man is a pathological manipulator, liar.
Giuliani saying that nothing in the recording is incriminating against President Trump. The death toll from the car fire in Northern California now up to 6. At least 800 buildings have been destroyed. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us now, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Bonner, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, and always an honor here, Dr. Cohen, to have you with us. And I want to talk about Trump's EPA. It's been written that the president could double toxic cleanups over Obama's pace. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Yes, Trump's EPA is cleaning up the nation's toxic waste cleanup program, popularly known, although the program is not very popular, as Superfund. Mm-hmm. Superfund has been around, sadly, since 1980 and is the government's way of dealing with toxic and severely contaminated sites. These are predominantly abandoned industrial sites. They can be abandoned mining sites and what have you. They are disproportionately located in the Rust Belt, but they can be found actually scattered all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
The problem has always been that once EPA, operating under the Superfund law, gets its hands on a toxic cleanup site, it doesn't let go. It takes a month of Sundays to get these things cleaned up. An average of 15 years to clean up a contaminated site. Well, if you think of an EPA employee with a 30-year career,
that's job security,
assigned to the Superfund program,
right.
Job security,
right.
During the pace of a, during a 30-year span, he oversees the cleanup of a grand total of two sites.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I mean, we all should be so lucky that we'd only have to worry about being productive over two projects,
right.
in our employee, right. Employment careers, huh?
Well, the Trump administration has decided enough is enough. The ideal thing to do would be, of course, to completely rewrite the law. That probably isn't going to happen, but there are things that can and are being done within the context of the current law to focus EPA on actually getting these sites cleaned up so they can be returned to the communities in which they are located. Because as long as they are on the Superfund list, either on the list because they have not yet been cleaned up or because the cleanup is ongoing, albeit at a snail's pace, the local development there comes to an end. Nobody, no business, no residents, no one wants to be anywhere near these things,
exactly.
For fear of contamination. And so the Trump administration has greatly stepped up the pace of cleanups. It is focusing not on the litigation, not on exotic cleanup methods that simply benefit the remediation contractors who love the program because they've gotten rich along with it,
yeah,
along with the lawyers who are also involved.
It's an open check. They can, you know, right?
That's right. No, it's how the swamp works. And remember, the swamp serves the interest of certain people very, very well. Of course, at the expense of people who are not in the swamp. And of course, the biggest losers in all of this have been the people in the communities where these sites are located,
yes.
As well as the taxpayers who are footing the bill for all of this. So it has been a colossal waste of public and private funds.
What can they do, Bonner, in terms of, you know, like you say, 15 years? I mean, can the Trump administration, the EPA, come in and say, look, in all practicality, you should have this cleaned up within months, not years?
Yes, they can, as a matter of fact. Once the litigation is taken care of and the actual cleanup begins, EPA has a long storied history of coming up with the most exotic cleanup methods possible, wanting to return the site not to where it was prior to the contamination, but to some state of purity, which doesn't exist in the real world.
Right.
And, of course, the remediation companies are delighted to do this because it just means more money. And so what they are doing now, they are coming up with realistic cleanup standards. They are coming up with time limits. Get this done and get these things restored to the communities in which they're located. That's what they're doing.
Hmm.
And they have managed to clean up and remove from the Superfund list, just in the year and a half that Trump has been in office, 13 sites. Doesn't sound like a great deal, but in the final 2 years of the Obama administration, a grand total of 6 sites were removed.
Oh. So in eight years, and in just a little over 500 days, the president, by comparison, has more than doubled.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. And this is the EPA that the environmental movement would have you believe, and their big and the giant and the great echo chamber that they have in the establishment media would have you believe this is mutilating the environment. On the contrary, they're actually doing what the agency was created to do in 1970, namely, get things cleaned up, and they're the ones who are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and to date, you write that there's a little over 1,300 sites in the U.S. that have been identified for Superfund attention.
That's right. So we're going to be stuck with this for a long, long time. But at least the pace of cleanup has been greatly accelerated, and there is reason to hope that if Trump stays in office for 8 years and this policy is escalated even more, that we'll be able to reduce those number of sites greatly by the time he leaves office. So it's a huge and long overdue step in the right direction.
Well, Dr. Cohen, as you say, I mean, this returns land and property back to the local communities. And what will this mean by way of you know, new development, jobs, and, you know, the prosperity, you know, the tax base increasing. All, I mean, it's win-win all the way around. You know, the sooner these things are remediated, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, because as long as they are there, development not only on the site but in the proximity to the site comes to a standstill.
Yeah.
Because as soon as a developer hears the word Superfund site, oh, it's right next door or it's a couple miles down the street, that developer will go elsewhere. And so particularly in the Rust Belt, you have these sites who have been that have been sitting there for years, actually decades. And you look at the locations, well, actually, someone could come in here, build a factory or some other industrial installation, and put people to work, build up the tax base of the local community, but none of that is going to happen so long as the site has not been cleaned up. And the way EPA went after this historically, almost guaranteed that that would take, as I said, an average of 15 years.
Unbelievable. What other recommendations did the EPA make to, you know, solve this problem, get things cleaned up?
What they do is they sit down with the remediation companies. The first thing they do is they come up with a realistic remediation plan,
mm-hmm.
Which is something they have conspicuously failed to do in the past. And they said, okay, fine. The contaminants here are X, Y, and Z. Those contaminants are to be removed, and we want them removed in a timely fashion, because it was always in the interest of the remediation companies, of course, to drag it out for as long as possible.
Exactly.
And as long as EPA chose to look the other way, that is exactly what happens. But this is not your grandfather's EPA, thank God.
No.
And now you have people who are really taking the program seriously, see that the program needs the reforms that the administration is engaged in, and is finally beginning to turn these things around. So for the remediation companies, it's a whole new ballgame. They're supposed to sit down and get the job done and then get out of Dodge.
Exactly. Well, we can't make America great again if we're not going to make the companies that work for us great and responsible and accountable, and we can be grateful to the Trump administration's EPA for doing that, especially in this case. And Dr. Cohen, as always, we appreciate the update. We're grateful for the information. Dr. Bonner Cohen, senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research, where he concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Bonner, as always, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay, it was a pleasure being here, as always.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the air of dreams. You are the soul of dreams. You are the war that I can win. This is my life flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, the air I breathe, for we do not live by bread alone, do we? But by every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's what we hold on to. Hey, thank you for joining us. Bob Waloszewski is with us right now, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. Mr. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Bill Martinez. Hey. Very well.
Hey, doing great. Mission Impossible, huh? Did good this weekend?
It did very well. I think they got to be pretty happy with a $61 million take. You know, Tom Cruise is 56 years old, and this is the sixth Mission Impossible film. So apparently they're not getting old for the public. Their public's going out and buying tickets and enjoying these things. They're pretty much popcorn munchers, nothing to write home about that much. But, you know, Ethan Hunt, Tom Cruise's character in all these, has always been a hero, somebody you can root for. You're never going to find a plot twist at the end where he's, you know, gone to the other side or something. He's always going to be trying to save the world and try to save his friends. And this time he is. Two nuclear bomb attacks and a ticking clock. And he's got seconds, you know, toward the end to get it, at least to turn off one of them. Somebody else is trying to take care of the other one. You might imagine that they might make it. I'm not going to spoil it.
No, no, not at all. But, yeah, we can participate in that. How did Focus review this movie?
You know, we gave it a 2.5, Bill. This was a tough one. We had some conversations in our team to try to whether we should give it a 3 or 2.5. If we had kind of a middle score, we probably would have grabbed the middle score somewheres. There's a quite a bit of violence, as you might imagine, a couple handfuls of pretty foul profanities, some goopy deaths, and some pretty intense situations, one bloody scene that's a little bit gory. Anyways, it was just, it's one of those, it was a tough one actually to come up with a, numeric score that was really fair, but I wanted to let families know with a little bit of a warning. A 2.5 kind of sets that, you know, there's some problems. But I want to read the longer review. If you're thinking of going, you might want to check it out a little more carefully.
Exactly. At PluggedIn.com. What did you do in deciding whether it was a 2.5 or 3? Did you throw Adam out the window? If he landed on his feet, then it would be a 3. Otherwise, it's a 2.5.
if he landed on his head, it was going to be a 2.5. And if he landed on his feet, we're going to go ahead with a 3.
I mean, after all, we're talking Mission Impossible here, man. You got all these, incredible stunts that go on. And, you talk about Tom Cruise being 56. And, how long can his body handle this? And I understood that he broke his ankle. In one of the stunts.
And I've seen the scene before the movie, even, that they showed that he broke his ankle on. He's jumping from one building to another building, and he kind of, you can just see even in the film, go whack, like, yes. Oh, that must have hurt,
Yes. This is why you don't jump from building to building, okay,
that's
kiddos?
Right, that's right. Or use a stunt double. I guess there are some people that are just, their bodies are just made a little bit more for doing that sort of thing. But at age 56, I got to applaud the man for giving it a first grade try. And actually more than that, he does pretty well with his stunts. And I wonder how long he's going to go, but I'll tell you what, there's definitely going to be a Mission Impossible 7 and 8. And he can still make them when he's 70 or 80. And people keep buying tickets, then he may have a long, long run as Ethan Hunt.
So as he limped off from that scene, he said, no take two, no take two.
I was wondering that. Oh, take two ibuprofens or maybe a few more than that.
Exactly. Well,
hey, number 5 at the box office is a film I wanted to highlight real quick. Titans Go to the Movie.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that. Yes, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
We gave this one a 4 out of 5, so it's a good score. I'll say right up front that if families are listening right now and maybe they've seen Hotel Transylvania and The Incredibles, and they kind of like doing the summer thing with
kids. Yes, right, exactly.
Suitable. This one fits the bill. It concentrates on Robin, Batman and Robin, and his group of superhero friends. They feel like they're not getting any respect. Batman has his own movie. Alfred the butler of Batman's got his own movie, Robin can't even get a commercial pitching bird seat. So he's so frustrated and feels so disrespected. And so they decide what they really need is a nemesis. Superman has Lex Luthor and Batman has the Joker and the Riddler. They need somebody. And so they're working on that. But by the end of the film, they realize that the fame that they've been so desperately seeking is not near as important as just being a good person and doing the right thing. And what parent wouldn't like their kids to get a little extra dose of that message from time to time? And so a little bit of bathroom humor mars it, as you might expect, but otherwise pretty decent score and a pretty decent film for kids.
Well, that's excellent. Hey, you also reviewed Eighth Grade. Tell us about that.
This is a real tough one, Bill. It's getting a lot of buzz right now, and I can certainly understand it. And you can tell from the title that it's going to focus on somebody in the eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And most of us go back to our junior high, and we realize that's an awkward time. I mean, maybe some kids sailed through eighth grade, I guess the most popular of the, but even they, I'm sure, looking back, eighth grade was a bit awkward.
Right.
And this concentrates on a young gal who is definitely having that time. She's got her own YouTube channel, and she goes regularly and gives advice to other people. She doesn't know if anybody's watching any of her YouTube videos, and she really has a hard time taking her own advice. Her mom died some time ago. We don't know how long, but she's got a close relationship with her dad, albeit he is a bit clueless to what she's going through and has a hard time reaching her, but sure does his best trying. So there's some things about this film that I so like.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some real harsh sensual material that shows up. Not that she gets involved in, but, she gets in a conversation with an eighth grade boy who would like to take advantage of her, and she doesn't know what he's talking about. So she goes to Google and Googles what he's talking about, only to be repulsed by it. But it's still that conversation and the scene of her Googling, and what we see is pretty graphic, really, yeah. I think.
Well, that's the thing, the exposure to this stuff. This is what, you know, makes it so difficult, you know, and people, you know, want to, you know, continue to up the bar here, Bob. And once your child has been exposed to that, how do you put that back in the bottle?
Yeah, this is definitely a movie about eighth graders, not for eighth graders. It may, in some cases, might be a good film for, you know, some coaches to go see of middle school kids, or, you know, maybe some teachers in that area. I'm not going to say that there's not a purpose for a reminder of just how awkward that time is, what some of the things they're dealing with. And again, it's a mixed bag for me because she's such a likable person. And by the end of the film, you really see that she's heading toward a better place in her life. She's trying to grow and mature, and I'm liking her. And it's not her fault that someone's trying to take advantage of her. And two guys, actually. There's a high school boy that tries to as well. But she stands her ground. And that one she understands.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
exactly.
She stands her ground. So, anyways, a mixed bag on that one. Give it a 2 out of 5 for family friendliness. It could have been much, much better. Could have been much, much worse. She could have been the movie could have been glamorizing some of the content that was problematic. It wasn't glamorizing it, but at the same time, we're still having to wade through it, if you get my drift.
Exactly. You know, part of the problem of eighth grade is that what follows is ninth grade. And, you know, for those campuses that have a junior high school that stops at 8 and then you go to high school at ninth grade, that's a bit of a shock. You can be all that in a bag of chips at eighth grade, and then you go to your freshman year, and it's like, you know, let the hazing begin. You got to start all over again, right?
Yeah. There's probably one other thing that I thought of after seeing this film, and just a big remembrance that there's a ton in that age group and ton of 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders out there. And Lord bless them, bring mentors
yes.
around them, great coaches, great teachers, great youth pastors. We need them all, and we need great parents. And because this world with the Internet is wired kids differently than our generation. They can seek information differently than we did, and they've got so much content at their fingertips, some of it great, some of it not so great.
Well, as Kirk Cameron and Chelsea in their movie Connect.
They're Connect.
Wow. I mean, so you and I have talked about this before, and this is, these kids that are in this age group, the level of exposure, it's just been phenomenal in this information age. Some upside to it, but also the dangers of the reality of what they can have available at their fingertips and through their cell phones. It's incredible, Bob.
Yeah, it is. Hey, next week I want to talk about the new Disney Christopher Robin film.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon, actually. Tomorrow. So we'll be all prepared next Monday to talk about how it did at the box office. It comes out Friday, and chat and see. I think it looks good. I'm hoping that we'll have a great upbeat conversation next week about at least that one film. So.
Yeah, at least Adam won't have to be thrown out the window again, huh?
That's right. We'll have to. Maybe,
sorry, Adam. Hey, we got to figure out some way. We could flip a coin, but it's much more exciting to see you go out the window.
Scissors instead of throwing them out the window. That might work.
Well, that might be his vote, but. Not quite as much fun. I mean, it's always kind of interesting.
I know.
I mean, what can you say? Bob Waliszewski from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it. Take care.
You bet you will. Have a great day.
Bye.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay. Or call us 253-678-1361.